You should be more careful, Dorotea says. Case looks across the bar and sees the snakeskin panels on the girl's dress crawling, wet and glistening. The flame-shaped cutouts in the taut fabric revealing the living greenish-black serpent skin beneath. She wants to tell Dorotea, but somehow it might be embarrassing. She feels awkward and very shy. Dorotea pours the rest of the Perrier into Case's glass. "Did you ever guess," Dorotea says, "that I might also be Mama Anarchia?" "You couldn't be," Case says. "You never say anything's hegemonic." "What do you mean?" Case feels herself blushing. "You're fluent, but I don't think you could make all that up, the stuff that Parker Boy hates. But maybe she shouldn't be saying this. Could you?" "No. Drink your water." Case does, being careful of the ice. "But I have a little Poppenkoff to help me. I say what I need to say, and he translates it into the language of Anarchia, to so annoy your most annoying friend." Dorotea smiles. "Poppen?" "Poppethead, a graduate student in America. That is how I'm able to be the Mamma. And now I think you are my little Poppenkoff as well." She reaches across the table to stroke Case's cheek. "And I think we will have no more trouble from you. None at all. You are my very good girl now, and you will tell me where you got the email address, won't you?" But there are skulls atop the sideboard, and as she's opening her mouth to tell Dorotea about them, she sees Bibendum himself behind the bar, the rolls of his pallid, rubbery flesh like the folds of a partially deflated blimp, greasy and vile. Case's mouth freezes open, no sound at all emerging, as the terrible eyes of the Michelin man fix her with a truly dire regard, and she experiences, perhaps, her sole and only brush with EVP, as from some deep and hidden eddy in the rivers of Sinatra's voice emerges a strange, bright, cartoon-like whirling snarl of sound, which executes the sonic equivalent of a backflip, and becomes, as though compressed for transmission over unimaginable distances, her father's voice. "She's drugged the water. Scream." Which she does. So that when things go black, she's just curling her fingers around something smooth and cold at the very bottom of the Stasi envelope.